words in papers, words in books, words on TV, words for books, words of comfort, words of peace, words to make the fighting cease, words to tell you what to do, words are working hard for you, eat your words but don't go hungry, words have always nearly hung me.
What's the funniest word in the English language? We put that up on our Facebook page, and oh my goodness, did you respond? Baron wrote, kumquat. Suna put, caboose. It used to make my toddler laugh and laugh. Jeff wrote, weasel. And Ryan wrote the funniest word in the English language, abbreviation. He said it shouldn't be so long. What do you think is the funniest word in the English language? It's 206-543-5869. That's our call-in number, 206-543-KUOW. Also, share with us your favorite word or phrase these days. That's the thing that you really enjoy saying, or the concepts that is captured perfectly with words. It's 800-289-5869. Conversely, what is the word or phrase that you despise? You can write to us, conversation@kuow.org. In funniest words, Thea wrote, I see your boondoggle and I raise you a hornswoggle. Jamie wrote, snickerdoodle. Barbara wrote, funniest word in the English language, duck. Adam says, I'm going to go with goober. Mike wrote, disgruntled. How come we never hear of anyone being gruntled or getting regruntled? And Constance wrote, brouhaha. I guess it's three words, to which John wrote, no, it is one word, brouhaha. What's the funniest word in the English language? 206-543-5869, 206-543-KUOW, 800-289-5869, or write to us, conversation@KUOW. As always, our guide is word maven Ben Zimmer, but people call him all kinds of things.
You may call me Terry. You may call me Timmy. You may call me Bobby. Or you may call me Zimmy.
But we'll just call him Ben Zimmer, linguist, lexicographer, self-described word nut, executive producer of the Visual Thesaurus and Vocabulary.com. He's the guy. He's been an editor for American Dictionaries at the Oxford University Press. He's the language columnist for the Boston Globe. Ben Zimmer, Zimmy, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
Ben, what do you think is the funniest word in the English language?
You know, I like the suggestions of boondoggle and hornswoggle. Those are both great ones. And in fact, what I like about those is it's part of this great American tradition of having fun with language and making up new words. Hornswoggle goes all the way back to the American frontier. And one story is it has to do with the movement that a steer would make trying to slip free of a lasso around its neck. So if the cowpunch let the steer get away, he'd been hornswoggled. And boondoggle is a more recent one that comes from the Great Depression. It originally referred to these lanyards or other bits of leather work. And there was a big news story in 1935 that millions of dollars of relief from the government were being spent to teach jobless people how to make boondoggles. And so it just became this term for a wasteful project. But maybe my number one would be absquatulate.
Absquatulate.
Which, is a great word meaning to abscond with something. And that's another made-up American word going back to the 1830s when people like to make up new words that sounded Latin but really weren't. And so that's another great American tradition.
What pretension in words? Oh, that's hard to believe. You're 206-543-5869. Ben Zimmer's with us, the linguist. Maybe you've got a favorite word or something that's kind of really been bothering you lately. Here's something that if you watch the show Parks and Recreation, here's something that you hear that really makes fun of something that bugs a lot of us, including me.
Literally.
That's the Rob Lowe's character in Parks and Recreation, and he uses literally the way the young folks use like. And I don't know about you, Ben. I think it's my nomination for one of the most misused, useless words that I hear in conversation. What's your take on literally?
Well, that's one that really bothers a lot of people because it seems to be getting used in the exact opposite way that it should be, as a form of emphasis, often to emphasize something that is quite non-literal. So if you say, I literally laughed my head off, you're not literally laughing your head off. But it has become this form of emphasis. It actually goes way back. I mean, we've found examples back to the 18th century. Somebody might sign a letter saying, I am literally your humblest servant. Well, that person was not literally saying that they were the humblest servant of the person they were writing to, but it was a form of emphasis even then, which was not really supposed to be taken literally.
Let's go to the phones. We're at 206-543-5869. We're taking your phone calls for nominations for the funniest word in the English language, or your word peeves, or the words that you're really liking these days. Liz joins us today, and she is on the line with us from the wonderful Seattle neighborhood of West Seattle. Liz, what do you think is the funniest word in the English language?
Kerfuffle.
Kerfuffle. Could you use it in a sentence, please?
I will use it the way the person who taught it to me used it. My carpenter said to me one day, we were finishing the remodel, "You won't miss me, but you'll miss the kerfuffle."
The kerfuffle.
Kerfuffle, and it totally cracked me up. Then, soon afterwards, I saw it in the paper. The funny thing is he's Canadian, and it then recently said there was a kerfuffle at the Canadian border. And do you know that he thought his family had made it up? He thought his dad had made it up.
Well, I think that Ben Zimmer, our language expert with us, might beg to differ on that. Where did kerfuffle come from, Ben?
Well, I don't know for sure, but it has certainly been around with us for a while. I mean, and it's another example where it sounds good to, you know, to say kerfuffle rather than to say, you know, a chaotic situation. It's a playful word that doesn't necessarily, you can't break it down into classical roots or anything like that. And that's often the words that people gravitate towards when you ask them, you know, for funny sounding words. Words, you know, whether it's hornswoggle or snickerdoodle or something like that, which are simply just a pleasure to say.
Thanks a lot for that call, Liz. 206-543-5869. Have you analyzed why some words like kerfuffle are just fun to say? Is there something about certain letters of the alphabet in a certain order that when it rolls off your tongue, it just feels funny?
Well, you know, people's perception of that will vary by language. So, you know, speakers of American English will have a different sense of, you know, what is enjoyable or funny sounding than speakers of another language. But, you know, we see certain commonalities with these made up words or words that are enjoyable. Very often they're several syllables long and end with something like, you know, the examples we had, ogle, uffle. You know, we see certain patterns, but you know, very often too, it's not just the combination of sounds and syllables, but putting that all together with what the word means. So a word like mellifluous is fun to say, but it also describes what it is, sweet sounding. Or a word like serendipity. The meaning of the word serendipity invests that word with added pleasure.
Dave Rosenkrantz, former producer for KUOW, he used to work on a show that I used to do, writes to us, "In the English language, the funniest word is humor, but only when Ross pronounces it." He's making fun of the fact that I drop my H's and I say humor, and he thinks that's funny. A lot of people like that. Believe me, and you might probably know this too, Ben, once you become the word expert or the guy who talks on the radio, everybody's gunning for you. Do you find that to be the case?
True. Yeah, that's true. I have to be very careful with what I say as well.
When's the last time you got busted, Ben, on something?
Oh, well, some people catch me using fillers of various kinds, you know, and like, and that sort of thing, which everybody does. But when you're supposed to be talking about words in a knowledgeable way, then perhaps that becomes more prominent, these fillers that help bridge one thought to the next.
Even thinking about it, you were slipping into it right there.
Exactly.
206-543-5869. We're all guilty. Like it just happens, you know. Like, let's go to Jen, who's listening in West Seattle. We're talking about favorites words, least favorite words or phrases that are around these days that are really just bugging you, or funniest word in the English language. Jen, what's your nomination?
Cockamamie.
Use it in a sentence.
That's just cockamamie what he's talking about.
And what makes it funny to you to say cockamamie?
I don't know, maybe how many syllables it has or just what it means. I just love the word. I use it with my boys all the time.
Yeah, and it has C-O-C-K in it, so that makes it funny right off the bat.
Right, and it's kind of old-fashioned. It's, you know, tame, nothing's wrong with it, so...
Jen, thanks a lot for that nomination. And I love cockamamie also. It sounds like it's an Elizabethan word or something. Does it have any literal meaning, cockamamie, or is it just a fun word to say, Ben?
I think it has always meant what we're familiar with as bogus, basically. And we see these enjoyable words clustering around certain meanings as well, often having to do with deception or fakery or various things like that, which seem to demand a silly-sounding word.
206-543-5869. You can write to us, conversation at kuow.org. It's 800-289-5869 if you're not in our area. Elizabeth is bringing the hate. She writes, "Dear KUOW, the phrase I hate the most in the whole world is frankly." The word frankly, which also, whenever someone says frankly, or to be honest with you, Ben, my antennae immediately go up. It's like, really? So why are you drawing special notice to this being frank or this being honest? How about you?
Yeah, sometimes you have to worry about that if somebody is saying to be honest or frankly or something like that, that they may in fact be putting on airs of some sort, or actually you have to be super careful that they're actually not being frank or sincere about what they're saying. So we pick up on these little cues that people drop into conversation. Sometimes it's a framing device, like pay attention to what I'm saying and think of this in a serious way. But those can of course be overused and ultimately can become empty of their meaning and, you know, not related anymore to, in this case, sincerity or the expression that it's not what you're saying is true. It can make you feel like it's the opposite, actually.
Ben, we've got on the line Dave, who's calling us from Shoreline. And Dave, you've got a word that I've always enjoyed, but I'm afraid to say it because I'm afraid I'll say it wrong. What is your nomination for the funniest word in the English language?
Well, I think it's nonplussed. My mother used that. We took my parents out for their 50th wedding anniversary to a very nice dinner. It was really expensive. At the end of it all, Mom said, "Well, I am just nonplussed."
And did you know what she meant?
Well, I had to go home and look it up, just because it doesn't sound very good.
No, and nonplussed, that sounds like anti-plus, like minus.
Yeah.
But indeed, when you looked it up, you found out what it really means.
What it really means, and then the person is so overwhelmed that they're just speechless.
It just means you're discombobulated, right?
Yeah, discombobulated. That's a good one.
Dave, thanks a lot for that suggestion. Do you know the origins of that word, Benner? Ben, that nonplussed, it does have an odd look to it. Non and then plussed, it looks like a contradiction in itself.
Yeah, I don't have that at the ready, but I mean, nonplussed is one of those words where people sometimes argue exactly what it means, whether it should refer to that sense of confusion. Another one like that is bemused, which people often argue about, a word that actually meant simply confused. Now people use it more to mean amused. And so nonplussed and bemused are examples where people aren't quite sure what it means, and so sometimes the meaning can actually verge from its original meaning.
We got this from Aaron. We asked on our Facebook page, what do you think is the funniest word in the English language? And Aaron says, poop. Every kid will back me up on that, which is probably true. You know, you get a lot of giggles out of just saying some words for kids. Let's go to Petter, I think we already heard this one. Let's go to a different call because I think we already heard this idea for one. Let's go to Frank, who's listening to us today in Gig Harbor. Frank, do you have a nomination for favorite word or least favorite word or phrase or funniest word in the English language?
Yeah, funniest word, I think, is a lollygagger.
A lollygagger. I assume that means someone who lollygags, someone who's kind of lagging behind, not keeping up?
Yeah.
And do you ever get a chance to use that?
Oh, I use it all the time.
Oh, give me an example of when you used it last or recently.
Well, I just self-criticize when I'm talking to some coworkers. I'll tell them that, I was busy a while ago, but now I'm just lollygagging.
And does that make them smile?
Yeah, they get a kick out of that. So I'm just curious about the origin of that.
Wow, lollygagger. Ben, we're going to put you on the spot once again. Do you have any idea of where? And we didn't tell Ben we were going to be throwing words at him. So this is a.
It's fine. I can speculate in an informed way, I hope. With a word like lollygag, I think that you can start with a basic word like to loll around. LOLL has a sense of just wasting your time. And very often to create a word that sounds funnier or sillier, you make that word longer, and so it comes out with something with extra syllables at the end of it. So I think you start with that base of lolling around, and then you can extend that to make it sound even more wasting your time by extending it all the way to lollygagging.
Ben, here's one final question from Hito, who wrote, why don't you have a word for working hard, doing the best in English besides kick ass and take names? We have so many in Japanese. Is there another thing besides kick ass and take names to mean work hard and do your best?
Work hard and do your best. Well, I mean, sometimes we may express it in a phrase rather than a single word. I mean, obviously, you know, we have words like diligent or something like that, which might evoke hard work. But something like kicking ass and taking names, I think, is an idiom that people enjoy to say. It's something evocative, and so the way we do it in English, at least, is often through these idioms that are several words long, but get across a single concept.
Hey Ben, thanks once again. It's a great pleasure to have you with us. We really like it.
Oh, thank you.
Ben Zimmer, linguist, lexicographer. He's also an editor for American Dictionaries at the Oxford University Press and language columnist for the Boston Globe.